Hello, and thank you for joining me on this week's meditation. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland, and we are continuing this week with little great, great information and growth opportunities from the book Love Between Equals by Polly Young Eisendrath. And this week we're going to learn about and to experience and practice turning conflict into growth. So please go ahead and get comfortable. Take a couple of deep breaths and just really settle into your chair. And as you exhale, go ahead and count slowly to five. One, two, three, four, five. And continue that two more times. Now, as we go within and look at experiencing how to turn conflict into a growth opportunity, I would just like to add that so many of us come from conflict avoidance homes or cultures that we were really never taught how to appropriately deal with a conflict. But it's inevitable. If we're in an equal partnership with someone else, there has to be give and take. And if one person is always giving into the other, then it's not an equal relationship. So we want to learn how to take those moments that we don't agree and look at them from another angle. So the first thing we want to do, and whether it's in a heated argument or it's a simple conversation where you disagree, is you don't want to react in some kind of aggression. So there's a difference between anger and aggression. Anger is the emotion, aggression is an action. So the first thing is to take a moment and check in with yourself when something does not sit well with you. So let's take a moment and go through a scenario, perhaps where you have experienced a conflict recently. And it may or may not have turned out like you wanted it to in the end, but let's go ahead. I'm going to give you a moment to bring to mind some kind of conflict in your life that you've had recently. And as you bring that to mind, it might be a little bit painful, or it might bring up anger again in you. And that's okay for this purpose. But we're going to imagine a scenario where we walk through the entire situation in a little bit of an ideal outcome or ideal situation. Of course, I don't know your situation. Everything is going to be different. No one's going to be exactly the same. So your scenario might look different than the one I'm talking about. But hopefully you can adapt it a little bit. So when you first hear the bit of information from the other person that you don't like, I want you to, as you're replaying it in your head and you get that piece of information, I want you to do two things. One, pause before there's any kind of reaction, and two, where in your body are you feeling this? What's going on inside your body when you get this information? And this learning can go far beyond this meditation if you want to take it out and actually do a deeper dive beyond the meditation. Because where we feel that in our body, there's probably been an experience, possibly over and over, but there was a time where we initially felt that, where we began to develop our feelings, our emotions, based on that physical feeling. And you might have been 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So sometimes it requires some digging. But the best thing to do in this moment, without going into further exploration, is take a moment and recognize that. Just recognize you have that feeling. And what's your first impulse to do when you experience that? How do you want to react? So we're going to learn that we want to take how we want to react and compose a statement of anger and not a reaction, a physical reaction to it. So this can take time. I'm not saying you're going to master it right now on this meditation. But you want to be able to compose a statement that reflects how you feel, that doesn't imply blame, and gives an opportunity for the other person to respond appropriately. We want to avoid yelling matches. So you receive the information, you stop. You recognize how your body feels and you accept it. You recognize it and accept it, for that's your body and that's how you respond. It's okay. But now, what would be an appropriate response? It's okay to identify your feelings. Try to use an I statement if you can. I feel angry because we've talked about this before. I thought we resolved this already. I feel, okay. So protect, recognize, and admit to any feelings you need to admit to without being accusatory or blaming. And give that response back to the partner, to the person, whoever it might be. Could be a boss or a parent or a child or just someone on the street. And the thing is, sometimes what we think we're hearing when we hear some information of conflict, what we think we're hearing is not always what they're saying. So as you walk through the situation that you've brought to mind, is there something else that they might be referring to, that they might be having going on in their life and it's coming out to you? You know, the other part of this comes from the lesson to not take things personally. And another book to read about this is The Four Agreements, who addresses it so beautifully. What the other person is telling you is often about their own life and not about you. It's just being directed at you. So walk yourself through making the statement, it's a boundary setting, it's a statement of anger, it's a response, but it's composed and it's respectful. You maintain your dignity. So see yourself giving that response to the person. And see the person, your desired outcome. And the fact is, because we don't always agree, it's so beautiful. It opens us up to a different opinions, a different worldview that we can truly explore and become even more developed in our own self, instead of always having the same set routine, opinion, worldview, when there's other beautiful things that are out there for us to experience. So come on back to your room and know that you take this practice, and it is a practice. We often need to do it over and over and over before we master it and become a little bit more composed and dignified in our responses. Thank you for joining me today. Again, this is Reverend Karen Cleveland, and I hope to see you on another meditation. Thank you.